Welcome back to the Big Ass Cornhole Podcast. Your favorite cornhole brothers are back to entertain you all. Dan, what's going on, man?
Not too much, man. What's happening? Episode 20!
Dude, already.
Episode 20.
I mean, can you believe it?
Not really.
I mean, going back to the first episode to now, I mean, to say that we have 20 episodes out.
I mean, I thought we were going to get like 4 episodes done and
well, just knowing us, like, I'm just kind of proud that we stuck with it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, we just don't follow through all the time. All right. So we're 20 episodes in. All right, let's not break tradition and start with the segment we call What You Drinkin'.
What you drinkin'?
Oh, man.
I love this segment.
Yep. We'll crack these first, but we actually...
It's not synonymous, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. But we have a two-part What You Drinkin' today. Because it is Cinco de Mayo while we're recording, and
Arriba.
I figured we got to take a shot of tequila. So we got some Casa Dragones.
Ooh, how Latin of you.
I tried. I took French. But I'll tell you what. All I know about this bottle is that it is straight from Mexico.
Cool.
From my father-in-law. But he said it's really expensive and really good. As you can see, I've drank quite a bit of it, so
there's not much left.
It's good stuff.
Thanks for saving some.
Hey, just enough. All just right. So a little cheers for this shooter.
All right,
we'll take this real quick cheers. Before we go into the beer.
Ooh, that's smooth.
Ooh, I know, right? For tequila.
I like tequila, though.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mm.
Got you into some trouble in college.
A lot.
Anyways, that's true. All right, and then the beer we're sipping on, man. I saw this thing just sitting at the grocery store, and I'm like, okay, this looks like a cool beer.
See, the problem is when we get together, we kind of could go over some, like, notes and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Just kind of talk loosely of, like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about and stuff. And we start drinking. Mm-hmm. And then by the time the show starts, we're almost out.
Exactly, so. Yeah.
Continue, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, I know you went off on a tangent. But, yeah, anyways, back to this great beer. Cool-ass can. It's from Oddside. It's called Shady Nasties. It's an IPA.
Beautiful can.
You know, the can is all black with, like, a kind of, like, a metallic pink. It says Shady Nasty on it. Really awesome beer. Tastes delicious. They call it an India Pale Ale with a sky to shine in.
Yeah.
And it's true, man. There is a sky to shine in there.
I like it.
Yeah, it's made by Oddside Ales. It's out of Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay. I'm not
never,
familiar with them.
Never heard of them, but man, they got good beer. So if you guys see Oddside, they had like 5 cool cans.
I mean, Michigan
there.
Does something well every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... they don't beat Ohio State well.
Yeah, I mean, they can't play football.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right.
Just kidding, Michigan listeners.
But your beer is spot on. And he's not kidding. He's telling the truth.
All right, so we have a great episode planned today. For our 20th episode in Cinco de Mayo, we felt it was important to bring on a guest, like, something that was fun, all right? Someone, I guess you can say, pretty decent at cornhole. The legend himself, Damon Dennis. It was a great interview.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Awesome guy.
Funny, down to earth, loved it.
We had a lot of laughs with him.
So make sure you stay tuned at the end of this episode. Check out Damon Dennis. Awesome guy. We had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
We have another bag to review.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Dane, there is cornhole this weekend.
Boom!
Real life matches being played this weekend on ESPN. So we're going to break down our picks and give you a little info on that.
Awesome.
Because again, there's not a whole lot to talk about.
But Sean, there's cornhole being shown on ESPN.
Correct.
There's going to be so much to talk about next episode.
All right. But before we jump right in, let's update everyone on what's been going on in our cornhole lives in a segment we call In and Around the Hole.
Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Brought to you by Cornhole Addicts. Visit cornholeaddicts.com to get everything and anything cornhole related.
And PJ McIntyre's. Go get some Irish fare, some takeout, and
good stuff.
Yeah, support local business.
Hey, nice little thing on Facebook. I've shared on our page.
You did,
right?
You did, yeah.
That cool interview with the owner Pat, yeah. Pat Campbell. Awesome dude.
Well, obviously, he sponsored us.
Just a great dude.
But already one of my favorite dudes before that.
Yeah, for sure.
Carry
all right,
on.
So we wrapped up our Facebook Ghost League, all right? We want to thank David Eubanks for running the league and including us.
Dude, that can't be easy, man.
No, man.
There's a lot of data going into that thing, man. He does a good job.
For sure. I enjoyed myself, and I encourage everyone to check out the Ghost Cornhole League page on Facebook. I started really well. I was in it.
Yeah.
And then week 3 happened. Didn't have, like, a terrible week, but I put myself behind the 8-ball enough where I was going to have a perfect last week.
Yeah.
And the guy that was in first place had a good enough week where I wasn't going to be able to catch him.
I think the problem with us, though, like, we were thrown outside, and the weather really wasn't cooperating those last, like, and probably the last 3 weeks we played.
Listen, the guy that won it, Quinton, we know him. He plays in Cleveland here. Great awesome thrower. Guy. We love the dude. He's throwing inside, though.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, that. I'm not knocking what he did.
Not at all. He had a hell of a run. It's just like.
We've played Quinton how many times?
Yeah.
He's right up there with probably the guy that we've played the most.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of come up at the same level almost. You know what I mean? Together.
For sure.
But yeah, good guy. So hats off to Quinton. I don't know if you listen to this or not, but he played really well.
Yeah, well done.
It was a cool experience. I'm glad I did it. I'm going to take this session off. I might jump back on the next one.
Yeah.
For me, it was just hard with the weather and just, you know, having the little one and trying to do all this other stuff, trying to find time to fit those four games in. Because, I mean, the one game I played to 11, I mean, it lasted me like 20 minutes. Like, just kept going back and forth.
So I want to, you know, I'm with you, though. I want it a little later in the year so we have more sunlight.
Correct.
In the evening, and it's warm. Yeah. So it's like, I'll actually enjoy going out there and throw, but like, you know, when it's 50 for degrees and like.
So I'm
going
to look at checking it out, you know, in a few weeks when they open up their next one. We're also playing in that the Northeast Six Shooter Challenge.
That we are.
We're moving on. We're 2-0.
Our teammates are moving on.
Well, hey, listen, man.
Hey, we're just hooking on those coattails and taking them for a ride.
We used my score. Okay?
That's true. Okay. We didn't use yours.
I said in the very beginning of this, if we use my score one time with this team, I'm good. Not that I'm checking out mentally. I'm just saying, like, I'm good. Now, I threw, like, absolute crap this past week.
You had an off week this week.
I was so bad, I was at 11 points through three rounds. 11 points.
And if you go back and watch it, you could tell on his face that he was only at 11 points
through
three rounds.
The second round, it literally felt like I'd never thrown a bag before. Now, before that, before the camera was on, I warmed up a little bit. And I went back and forth, I think two or three times. And 10 or 12s every single time. So I'm like, you know, I'm feeling it today. I got the touch. The wind wasn't terrible. You know, it gust every time. But I felt like I had, you know, I had it down.
Yeah.
And then the camera turned on. The first one was a 5. Could have been a 9. You know, it was one. I had two bags hang up. It happens sometimes. So I wasn't flustered. All right, go down the other side. And I hit a fucking 1. A 1. The first two bags out of my hand, I think they barely clipped the board. I mean, I was, in my head, it was red alert. Like, oh my God, this is live on Facebook right now. You can't even, you forgot.
There's thousands watching, like, and oh I can't God. Even throw a bag. And there's not thousands watching. There may have been two.
But our team, Timmy Jonas stepped up big, Eric Anderson, Kissel, they all stepped up big.
Hey, that's why we recruited them.
For
all
sure.
Right? We're just smart at picking talent.
Tony Rinaldi got us really excited.
Super excited.
He, you know, Facebook messaged us right away. He started us out with a 98, which is a phenomenal score. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he cheated, and he threw
God
11 rounds.
Damn it, Tony.
Tony, I swear to God, man. The amount of shit that I was getting in Facebook Messenger because you threw 11 rounds, and it didn't end up being a big deal. We went back. We saw it was one extra round. He forgot that he started away from the camera. It could happen to anybody.
It happens, man.
But the amount of crap that I got for that, calling us cheaters from Boston guys, which I thought was ironic. Anyways.
Okay. But, Deflategate. Get out of here.
But I just knew that it was going to be crap, and I'm sure you're going to hear about it on other podcasts about that, but it was all good fun. So he ended up shooting an 88, though. Still a solid score.
Great score.
Listen,
I couldn't beat it.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, we have a solid squad. I mean, me and you on any given day, we can be in mid-90s or I could be in the 60s.
Sean, I haven't been in mid-90s yet, so stop saying that.
But, like, we have a pretty solid squad. I don't think we've seen the best from Eric Anderson or Timmy Jonas or Kissel.
We saw Eric Anderson's probably his best this past weekend when he was throwing,
I think his worst round was in our competition.
Yeah.
When he was in the prize picks competition, everything was like a 103 to 106.
Yeah.
He said, I mean, it was, again, it was one or two bags that just hung up that could have been the difference.
Yeah, but you know, we have the consistency.
Correct.
And every other team's kind of like, you know, they got one, maybe two guys that'll be like hundreds and 90s.
I believe
we
had
three guys that
I
can
think
beat 90s easy.
We had the high score of the week.
I think we did, yes.
We might have had second high score. I wasn't sure with Gru's team.
I think we still ended up. Yeah.
I think Devin Harbaugh had an off week a little bit, so I think we still had the high score. So we're moving on 2-0. I like it. It's fun. I can fit a deck around in.
Yeah. And honestly,
there's no problem.
All I can say is, you know, to the other four on our team, just keep throwing well.
Yeah, we're good.
That way, you know, I don't I don't have to worry too much about it.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I felt like I should have beaten Tony just because I was like the last one to throw again.
Yeah.
And I should have. I had a good round, but I had one round that killed me. And that's usually how it happens for me.
It pisses me off. Okay. So it's been pretty tough, all right? We've talked about this before, all right? Coming up with topics, mm-hmm, all right, to mm-hmm. talk about with all this. Because, like, listen, you can only listen to so much about virtual cornhole, all right? I get it.
But, Sean, guess what?
There's real cornhole this weekend.
Something plopped right into our lap this week, boom. And boom.
So this Saturday, ESPN's going to be broadcasting live. So I'm like legit real people playing cornhole against each other, not the virtual stuff.
Yes.
It's the ACL's Pro Invitational Qualifier. It's being held in South Carolina, I believe. Hell yeah. Thank God.
I'm so excited.
So what I'm interested to see is it's going to be on Saturday.
Okay.
I believe it's 12-2. They're showing doubles, all right? The final eight in doubles. And then I think it's the final eight in singles from 6-8 on ESPN on the big dog. I would love to see what kind of numbers they're going to get with no competition.
Dude, I'm telling you, I already told you before this.
A chance to shine for the ACL. If they want to make it, I mean, this is, you got to show up and show out.
Yeah, and I told you before this, like, advertisement space, it's literally the first sporting event, live sporting event that's going to be on television for ESPN since this whole pandemic started.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I mean, I would hop on that ad space in a heartbeat, but 100%. We don't have that kind of money, so just listen to the podcast, we'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure. So I was able to secure a list of individuals who are participating, so shout out to that person if you're listening. Thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
So appreciate you. It's going to be round robin, or like kind of like a round robin pool play type. Each match is going to be limited to 12 rounds, though, all right, because it's live televised. They're trying to fit X amount of matches in. Yeah. I get it. We touched on this with Damon Dennis.
We did.
It's just a different format.
It's a hard format.
It doesn't feel real sometimes. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like legit. But at the same time, it's a strategy. And you got to adapt. And I think that if you're going to throw any twist, at least throw it at the pros, and you get to see your true skill come out.
And, you know, the good part about the 12 round, time limit, it fits into it, so they can show more matches, which is sweet. I just wish the guys could really get to play their game, because I feel like limiting your rounds, like, there's so much pressure on every bag. And I understand the pressure. I mean, they're pros. They should be able to handle it. But I love the longevity of a pros match when it's to 21.
Me,
I mean, the chess match that goes on, and like the highs and lows throughout it, like, that's what makes like pro cornhole to me.
Like, how mentally tough you can be. That grind. I believe it was Brett Guy that touched on this when we interviewed him. Mm-hmm. That, you know, sometimes you just got to have that mentality that you're not going in there to play a 7-minute match.
Yeah,
we're used to that.
Exactly.
I think the on our division, like, an average match is probably anywhere from like 12 to 16 minutes, if I had to guess. Yeah. I think I talked to Dave Weiser about that before. But some of these pro matches, I mean, you're looking at 30, 40 minutes sometimes.
These
guys just all get hot, and they're good. I mean, it's just...
That's where it gets fun, man.
It is. But again, I think it puts a unique twist with this 12-round thing, so I don't care what it is. I'm still going to watch it.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers. And I'm not mad at it.
Correct.
Like I said, like, it's a different format. I feel like maybe it's hard for pros to adjust.
Yeah.
Because how do you practice for that? Like, besides going out in your backyard and just four-bagging all day.
I think it puts a bigger emphasis on when you want to take your chance. And who's going to be that first team that's going to go for it.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you can get that big round from somebody and put yourself up big, you're putting yourself in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Where then you can play the safe game and just, you know, put your bags in the hole. You don't have to worry about it. But if you get behind...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tough to climb out of that hole.
You got to start hitting shots.
Correct.
Damon Dennis can tell you all about that.
Absolutely. And we did. So what I wanted to do is just kind of go over some of the teams that were going to be there, just so when you're watching on ESPN, these are the teams that I would not be surprised if they're, you know, the ones that we're watching on
you
ESPN.
You secured the list, so.
For sure. So the first one was Matthew Morton, friend of the show, and his partner Brad Powers. They've been there before.
Yeah, I mean,
Matthew Morton has just been on a freaking tear playing all this virtual stuff, and with his style of play, I mean, I think that it's just right up his wheelhouse. Would not be surprised whatsoever if he won singles, or was there very late in the singles, and then they were very late in the doubles. I mean, they're just a good team.
Yeah,
very
another one that I think is gonna do well is the Corley and Tyler Poitras.
Oh yeah,
I mean, Jay Corley, friend of the show as well.
Yep,
but. The guy's money. I mean, he's so focused and analytical. I think he can really turn it up do a good job here.
And I think somebody like him that might have had, we've talked about this before with him on the show, is that he studies film. Mm-hmm. So maybe having more time away from playing competitively all the time has given him that chance to kind of analyze some stuff.
Yeah, he's seen other players' throws. Sure he's watched, or maybe currently watching, some of these guys. So he's like, okay, they'd maybe like to throw this kind of shot. And like, yeah, I mean, I love watching them play, so hopefully they show up, show out.
Yep. The next one is Trey Birchfield and Derek King. I mean, just talent.
Yeah, talent across the board.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Although Trey Birchfield's team, I believe, is eliminated from our tournament.
They are, but... he had a bad round, and
he did. And it cost
from team. Watching his previous rounds, he was kind of the one that moved him on.
We
give
Trey crap a lot, but I mean he's a great guy.
He is.
He's
he really player. Is. And next, ladies team,
dude,
Samantha
kind of
Finley and Cheyenne Renner.
To see them make a really
dude,
run.
They're due. Sorry, but like they're always there for women's.
Love it.
They're due to make a run in a pro league, like. I know there's been, like, some stuff going on with, like, the women in cornhole or something. Like, come on now. Like,
dude, listen,
they're
we
there.
Are,
we know it.
In the same like, city as, like, the queen of cornhole.
Oh,
right?
I know.
Christine Papke, obviously, crazy amount of success. Cheyenne Renner's going to be the next one.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You just watch her throw, and she's just, I mean, she's money. I mean, she's really,
I mean,
really
both
good.
Of them. Finley, too. I mean, both of them.
If I just had to pick one, I mean, Cheyenne Renner is
Cheyenne Renner, like, I love her stud. Mentality when she's standing there. Like, nothing fazes
nothing,
her.
Nothing, yep.
Yeah. And that's usually what you see 100%. At the top level.
The next team, one of our favorite people
absolutely.
In the entire world, not just in the cornhole, Brandon Corwin and his dude that we got to meet.
We did.
At the night before Nationals. Devin Harbaugh, really
Devin's
cool
an awesome
dude
too.
Fellow
so.
Cornhole addicts, right there.
We're going up with him in this this whole six shooter.
We are,
deal.
I'm hoping
we'll
see
it.
Him in the finals.
We won't, because he won't see us. We'll be so far past him.
Ooh.
What's up? What's up, Devin? Bring it. Not that our scores will be taken.
Yeah,
but you know we'll talk smack on the behalf of our pros.
Go Eric and Timmy.
Throw good bags.
But again, Corwin has been there before. All
yeah.
Right? I'm waiting for Devin Harbaugh to get on the big stage and just show what he can do.
Everyone knows him.
Listen, if I had to pick somebody to win singles, it's hard to go, and we'll get to him later, it's hard to go against Jimmy Graham, okay?
Yeah.
Just with this list, and he's going to be there. I mean, Devin Harbaugh's just nasty. I would love to see him win. I would love to see these two guys win. Again, they're fellow cornhole addicts. They're great people. Super down to earth. I mean, to me... You got to watch out for them a little
bit. Yeah, and honestly, like, when Devin's hot, I mean, I think anyone at the pro level will be like, yep, you can't touch that kid.
Yep.
So if he catches fire at the right time, like, watch out.
And then we have the
obviously.
Mr. Visor and Scroll Master himself, Mr. Frank Modlin, and his partner,
Jamie Graham.
Jamie Graham arguably is
the best
player in the game right now. I mean, you can make an argument
I was talking looks.
Oh, that was weird.
I know.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
All right. Anyway, that like really threw me off. I mean, you can make an argument for Tanner Halbert too. He was on the Dogcast last episode. But,
he's been throwing fire as
but
well.
But Jamie Graham, I mean, just come. I mean, all we have so far this year is the one national event. I mean,
he kind of stunned it
so
out.
So these two, I mean, obviously Frank Modlin's been there how many freaking times? I mean, they could easily win this.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
not be surprised at all. Now. A friend of the show, okay, we have yet to have him on. We just haven't been able to pin down a date.
Soon enough.
Yeah, for sure. Drew Brown and his partner, Glenn Gundel. If you remember way back to our first ever national preview, okay, now we're 20 episodes in now.
Yes.
So, I mean,
you gotta look back 20 weeks worth of data, all right? It's a lot. That's a lot of stuff.
I would not be surprised if Drew and Glenn made a splash and made their way onto ESPN this weekend. They've beaten teams this year like Sorrell's, and Noah Wooten, they've been there. They won their regional, which was super tough.
Hey.
Would not be surprised at all. Drew's been going back and forth with, I'm trying to remember it's a baseball player, MLB guy. I can't remember exactly what team he plays for, but they've been going back and forth doing like trick shots, calling each other out and shit.
Yeah.
Been really cool. I mean, Drew's a good guy. He's helped me out tremendously whenever I've asked him. So Drew and Glenn, we hope you play well.
Never, if you asked me when we were kids if there was ever a day that I thought you'd be able to name a cornhole player and not the baseball player,
I know, man.
Like, I would never would
and
have guessed.
And I apologize
guessed.
For that. I just, I'm blanking out on who it was.
I don't know myself, I have no room to talk. It's just, when you were like, I can't remember his name.
I think
I'm like,
he's a third baseman.
He
I'm
knows the cornhole
though,
player,
yeah,
but not the baseball
it's
player.
Weird. It's weird.
And then, you know, the... you know, the last one that we're throwing on our list here, I'm excited because he was super amped for Cleveland. Yes. And he didn't get to live it out, but Eric Rider, coming back from the illness and stuff, like, he said that he was ready to make a splash.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
I'm ready to see him bring it.
Because he was such a cool guy to interview. And, I mean, how long did we talk to him off the off air? I mean, just such a cool guy.
Most of them are, like, 2 hours.
Just so, I think he's his such a like good three. Guy. I want nothing but the best for him. I would really love to see him do well this weekend.
Yes.
So I'm hoping he brings his A game, and we can kind of cheer him on a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, he's, again, like you said, he's a good guy, and, hey, when he came out with that fire and he was like, I was ready for Cleveland. I'm like, all right, he could have made a splash. Dark horse.
Just a little bit of background information. So the winner of the doubles event, okay, it's an invitational. So the winner of this event gets an automatic bid to the, the world championships doubles kind of thing. So, okay. I mean, it is a big deal. I mean, if you win this, you're automatically securing a spot. Singles, they're just playing for cash. It's not no automatic bid or anything, but still, I mean, everyone wants to win some money. So why not? I don't know if you saw. I don't know why. I'm just gonna bring it up.
All right. It just happened today.
We're flowing with it.
Might as well just let it rip.
So ACL posted today that they have a new podcast as part of like their network.
Yeah.
Miguel
Villa.
No, I don't want to butcher it.
It's one of the two.
Villa.
I think it's just Villa or okay. Villa. So anyways, one of the two. But
we got the first name right. Yeah,
I love his videos. They're hilarious.
Listen to it today. good luck. Yeah, you know I mean.
It's we're all out here good doing the podcast game. Right yeah, now. I mean it's hard. I mean, luckily we have something going on this weekend, so
sure.
You know we'll. We'll let it ride.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and that's
maybe next episode we'll touch on a little bit more. But I found it interesting that you know it seems like there's a lot more of them popping up here and there.
Yeah.
And which is fine. Listen, the Dogcast supported us when we first hopped on.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
It's not as easy as everyone makes it.
Yes.
I know. And I'm not trying to toot our own horn. It's not that easy, right? I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it.
I mean, you gotta stay involved.
Each episode takes 6 to 8 hours, you know what I mean, of work, yeah. While recording and outside and all that stuff.
I mean, have to throw the bags that we get sent.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a perk. Yeah. A huge perk. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's why, to me, that we're 20th episode is so awesome. Just the fact that we've put in some serious work doing
this. Yeah, and it's been a ton of fun along the way.
Freaking phenomenal dudes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later again, but, yeah, and just it still blows my mind that we're 20 episodes in.
Yeah, and
I know it kind of agree and like a little bit, but
no, dude. I mean, you put it perfectly. Like you said, good luck. Like I don't want that to sound like a dick thing to say.
I didn't mean it like that,
dude.
Yeah.
Be ready for the work because like you're the ACL podcast. Like it's coming. Like so, just be gearing up for it, and good luck.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people that are always looking for cornhole stuff. You know what I mean? Like that's what the best thing is. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we had touched on it before. Dan, we're doing another bag review.
I know, and it's sad that it's only one, but you know, sometimes.
You feel it, and it feels like a bag of sand.
It does.
It does feel like a bag of sand sometimes.
You're closer.
Right here. All right, one to you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, so we are reviewing Godfather Cornhole, okay? One of their bags. It's their Hired Gun series, all right? They were nice enough to send us a bag here so we could test it out. And right away, all right, as soon as I took the bag out of the box, it was actually very, very forgiving.
Yeah, it looks, I mean,
this is ready to play.
It is definitely
right away, right out of the box.
Floppy.
They haven't washed it, nothing.
Yeah.
The materials felt very familiar to me.
That they do.
Very, very,
that
very good. It's a fast bag, okay? Now, if I had to describe this bag, all right, so close your eyes again, unless you're driving. All right, visualize this. All right, take you on a...
Just pull over
a cornhole
and then close
bag
your
journey
eyes.
For a second. It feels like the love child of a Reynolds Pro Speed, all right, that the fast side, like that touch material, and the Pro Advantage, like that Advantage material.
Yeah.
All right, so if they got together and they made a baby,
made a baby,
that's the bag that would be here. Okay, I don't know for a fact. Okay, I didn't ask the guy right out. If I had to guess, I would say that Reynolds plays a part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the guy that has a good eyesight out of us two, and looking at this,
I mean, I know
those
for
materials
a fact,
for sure.
I know for a fact that this is the touch material.
Yeah.
It has to be. I mean, it's the same feel as I've dealt yeah. with many, many times.
And you know, I like you said, I'm not 100% if it's Reynolds, but man, it feels just as good as a Reynolds in your hand. So
it does. And now, correct me if I'm wrong. This doesn't feel like the Excel material on this side. This feels like
no,
a
it
Pro
feels
Advantage,
a Pro Advantage,
like that Advantage
for sure.
Material.
Yeah.
If I had to compare it to a bag that's out there right now, I mean, the closest bag that's out there that we've thrown and we've tested is the Blackjack Diamond Series.
I'd agree.
Okay. It's a fast bag. Okay, this is a very fast bag. The Advantage material is a little bit... It's still fast,
yeah.
but it's a little slower than, like, that Excel-type material.
Yeah.
And right away, it makes for... Like, now we're talking, like, right out of the box. It makes for a very hole-friendly bag right out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
But, again, it's got that Reynolds feel. It's got that Reynolds weight to it. The fill is nice. You know what I mean? Like, it's a forgiving bag, but it's still full. I liked it a lot. Again, I tend to like a faster bag.
Yeah.
They're freaking fast, though. I mean, they're lightning quick.
I know they're quick, but, like... You know, it's still that Reynolds feel, so I mean, it felt controllable.
For sure. And I played with this touch material before.
Yeah.
So I kinda know, you know, how much I gotta put into it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were moving up through, I guess, the ranks, if you want to call it the divisions or whatever, we were throwing Pro Advantage.
Yeah, and that
and
was our bag.
And I kinda went away from throwing the slow side, the carpet material, and I flipped it over and I was throwing a lot of the Advantage material. So I'm very comfortable with this speed as well. So, it was a great bag. So you can get these bags on Godfather Cornhole. Check them out on Facebook.
Yeah.
They have a Godfather Cornhole Facebook page. They have their website there. They have a few different variety of bags, but I know this Hired Gun series is their new release. I saw it come out. I reached out to them. So thank you again to Godfather Cornhole.
You know,
greatly appreciate it. It's a really nice bag.
It's a cool-looking bag, too.
It's a really nice bag,
It's a simple... logo,
you know,
but
it's a bright bag. The colors kind of I like
yeah.
it. Again, you're not going to see these two color combinations a whole lot.
Yeah.
I like it. But yeah, it's a good feeling bag. It's a well made bag. Really liked it. I love the fill inside.
I mean, again,
it's just
that Reynolds.
Yeah,
feel,
man, it's a good bag. So hats off to Godfather Cornhole. Make sure you check them out at Godfather Cornhole on Facebook.
Hell yeah!
All right. Well, it's one of our favorite times. It's plug time.
Shameless plugs.
Cue the rap horn. You can check us out at Big Ass Cornhole on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook.
Big Ass Cornhole Podcast. Almost butchered that. I'm so excited after the rap horn. You guys couldn't see me, but I was all jazzed up, and
really
I almost butchered it. But again, on Facebook. At Big Ass Cornhole Podcast.
All right, so here, we're going to cut you guys a deal. If you guys drop a review of our show on Apple Podcast and send me a screenshot on Facebook or send the show like a screenshot on the Messenger, all right, we're going to send you out some stickers. All right, so just send me a screenshot of your Apple review.
And Sean,
drop me your address.
There could be new stickers.
I'm hoping so.
What's that?
Very soon.
New stickers with the new logo and stuff,
new
too.
Logos.
So, yeah, I mean, again, give us... a review?
Yeah.
Make sure it's good. Don't be an asshole.
If you send me... Oh, listen, all right.
Yeah.
If you send me a screenshot and you put down, like, 3 stars, I'm going to send you...
You're not getting a sticker.
Yeah, I'm going to send you, like, 60% of a sticker.
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
Just make that known now.
Yeah, I mean, we're not...
Do you like that quick math?
Yeah, we're... Hey, you're the doctor over here.
How about that?
But I will say, I like the idea of maybe... hacking a sticker, though.
Don't get the idea. We would appreciate 5 stars. All right, so we also have something else in the works.
That we do.
So we're in this event that, listen, people give me crap all the time, that we won as a team, okay? Although you won the event,
we won as a team.
Battle of the Big Mouths, the first one. We thought, as a community, that it would only be fair if we let them run it back to battle it out for second place.
I mean, I guess. If they just want to lose again,
I mean,
I guess we'll do it.
And
we're
going to change the format. So Battle of the Big Mouths 2 is coming out. We're going to change the format.
And it's a format that benefits us even more. I'm sorry.
It's even better. But, like, this is when we're our best. Like, we're actually better as doubles tandem than we are in singles.
I mean, you guys should... I mean, if any of you have watched me throw, just... without anyone else there in my backyard. Dude, I am terrible.
Yeah.
I need someone else there.
I didn't mean to agree with you.
No, it's true, though. And during that event, like, just even having you in my AirPod while I was playing, that whole last round while you were cheering, I went from shooting 17 to, you know, 21s.
Yep.
I'm like, that's how it goes.
We'll get more into the format, but it's going to be doubles where me and Dane are going to alternate shots. We're going to throw the four bags each, and then we'll tally up the score.
Yep.
We're going to do that for 4 or 8 rounds. I haven't really decided
yet. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Again, like, we've grown up playing together. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's going to benefit us a lot.
We don't care about yelling at each other, so it might even be more entertaining to watch when both of us are there.
It's going to be more viewer friendly, by the way, because Ben from Scoreholio, again, I don't think he got enough praise from the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, thank you for everything you did. He's also helping us out on this one as well. We're going to be doing, it's not going to be quite a Zoom type view where it's real small. We're going to do kind of like a split screen type thing. So
it'll look way cooler.
For sure.
And, you know, back to Ben real quick. I mean, he's got to wrangle us all in. Oh, there's no easy task with this crew.
you should hear some of our calls. One, we're trying to talk slowly to J-Bell. Okay, we're going to have, like, we'll write out directions in crayon or something, I guess, so we can read it and understand it. But
I mean, excited. He just needs to go with Matt. And then Matt will figure it out.
Correct.
And then, Jay, you don't have to worry about it. You worry about your beautiful setup of all your jerseys and, you know, I don't know where the trophies and stuff there. I don't know.
I don't think he wins too many trophies. But I'm excited. It's going to be May 23rd. We're going to be promoting it. Although, I don't know if, like, everyone else is just, like, slow. We had a call, like a group call, trying to, like, start to somewhat plan it.
Yeah.
The planning goes on for 5 minutes. It's Christopher Cook yelling at all of us, trying to get us organized. Yeah. We're all just talking in 5 minutes.
We just go off on tangents every time.
But I don't know. It's just, I'm excited to do it again. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like the format style. I don't know. I'm just excited to do this again. The date is going to come flying up.
I mean, but I'm
again,
excited to,
we
you
talked
know,
about promoting
again.
This, right? Yeah. Right away.
I haven't seen anything else
no,
come out,
what
but
the hell? Like,
what we've thrown out there.
I mean, I don't know if we need to grab these guys walkers or something, like, to help them out, or, like, something.
I mean, Chris Cook. Why isn't he coming up with cool memes
video,
or
yeah,
something?
Like, yeah, like, everyone you sponsor in the entire, like, cornhole world, go make sweet videos again. Worked the first time. So, let's just, we're gonna come up with something creative, all right? You've been working on some stuff.
I got some stuff in the works. I mean, you know, the one team that I think could give us a run for their money would be Brews and Reviews.
Crow's a solid player.
And that's oh, Lord. He took the words right out of my mouth.
Got our Brews and Reviews hats tonight, so.
That we did, yeah. Yeah.
So, they're looking nice.
You can't see us wearing them.
No, you
I'm
can't.
Not.
I'm not either. We got him.
I will be wearing it, though.
I am rocking.
He's rocking the quarantine got me, like, shirt from Jersey Guy.
Yeah, the one he just released.
Yeah,
it is a
sweet shirt,
It
Chris.
Is a freaking sweet shirt. So, but yeah, we're excited. Battle of the Big Mouths 2. We're going to be promoting it all across social media. It's going to be on May 23rd. So just be on the lookout. There's going to be more, you know, prop bets and prizes and giveaways and all that stuff. So just be on the lookout.
Yeah, and again, like, much easier to watch than the last one.
For sure, yeah. And so, we're going to change up the format. It's going to be a good time.
And, you know, we know it didn't look that... It was hard to follow.
It was.
We're trying to correct that. Yeah. This will be a fun one, though, because it'll be two guys paired with each other.
Correct.
Talking smack directly to the people.
Well, and then we're going to get to commentate while the other ones are playing, which I think is awesome. I kind of missed that aspect of it a little
absolutely.
Bit. Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, because it'll just be fun to call out everyone's BS.
Absolutely.
So.
As always, thanks to Cornhole Addicts and PJ McIntyre's.
Absolutely.
I mean, for everything you guys do, for sponsoring us, for taking a chance on us when we were still relatively new into this.
Sean, we still are. We're only 20 episodes
in. I know. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just, like, it's still crazy to me. I meant to bring this up before. We hit 10,000 downloads.
That we did?
That was a cool moment.
I mean,
like, it's not, like, some astronomical amount. We're not freaking Joe Rogan who's getting that in, like, 5 minutes. But, like, thank you.
It means that the people are actually enjoying what we're throwing out there.
Thank you. So, if you've ever taken the time to listen and you're listening now, thank you very much. We do really appreciate it. We've been trying to do... That's why we like doing giveaways and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of that, we're going to have a special interview dropping this week.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be pretty awesome. Whoa. We kind of teased it last week. Little sneak peek. It's going to be a special interview. Look for it on Friday. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The initials are B&B.
Yeah, I figured it'll coincide with something else on Facebook.
We have something sweet coming up. It might rhyme with, like, Atches or something. Like, I don't know.
Wow, Sean, you're, you know, real discreet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
At Atches.
Yeah. And pretty, yeah, pretty
that's
exciting.
A good word to, you know, you could have said latches.
I couldn't think of anything.
You know, matches. Jesus, who said Atches? Production value, folks.
Absolutely,
production
absolutely.
Value.
Absolutely.
20 episodes in.
20 episodes in. We're still here. We'll be here next week. Next week we have a cool episode. Pretty excited by that.
Hey, episode 21. I wonder what coincides with 21.
Blackjack Hornhole?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Right?
All right.
Troy Hauser. We're going to have him on next week, so that I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
They have just come out with a new series, like, design of Reynolds bags that just looks so freaking sweet, and we are big fans of the Spade and the Diamond, so looking forward to asking him questions and, you know, how much research he puts in and all that stuff, and he's just a really good guy all around.
Yeah, it'll be a fun interview.
Yep. Now, but stay tuned for our interview with Damon Dennis, though. I mean, this is...
The real fun interview that we just had.
I was a big fanboy again. Like, there's not that.
Sean gets all giddy anytime it says ACL Pro on their jersey.
I was like, sitting there.
I saw you once
watching the match again, right? When he hit the shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he accepted my friend request like a few days before that because I'm a creeper and I just requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds about right.
So I decided, I'm like, I'm just gonna send this guy a Facebook message. We were looking for somebody for Cinco de Mayo, and I was kind of saving it because I wanted, I don't know, somebody big. You know, it's a big holiday, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We took shots.
Especially
tequila,
yeah.
So. And then he responded. And I think I texted you instantly. I'm like, I'm working on a whale.
Yeah. He
but
did.
No, we had a blast with him. He's a really cool guy. The interview was awesome.
Yes.
So just stay tuned. Check it out. Leave us some feedback. So hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about. Let us know how you think we're doing. I know I say for sure way too much. You know.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I
cringe when I listen back, you know, and
hey,
I'm like, ooh,
but you know who, like, you know who never says that you say for sure too much?
Who?
Cleveland listeners. Because yeah, it's part of our repertoire up here.
It really is.
You know, it's like all the Boston folks saying that they left the khakis in the khakis.
For sure.
So, I mean, it's just, you know.
For sure. I'm looking forward to seeing some Brendan rants this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah.
I always
look forward to
it. He's good at it.
He is.
He's really nailed the whole garage, like, cracking a beer, like going through a rant. He's
got that like thousand mile stare where
really
he's just
does.
Staring off like, so I got a vent and I'm like, oh, all right, let's listen in because he's gonna vent.
I'm hoping to hop on one of Donnie's you know, calls again. I think he's having one tonight. If
hopefully
I'm not bored,
I think you're right. Yeah, maybe I'll hop on too. Depends. I'm back at work, so
oh,
you know,
yeah,
early
right.
mornings now.
Aww.
It's a, hey, no, it's yay. Get out of here. I'm excited to be back working.
So,
shit.
All right. So stay tuned for our interview with Damon Dennis. We'll stop rambling. He was a legend. It was an awesome interview.
A humble legend.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to end it. As always, we hope you throw it straight. And it's nothing but four baggers from here on out.
Cornhole it.
Later. Welcome back to the Big Ass Cornhole Podcast, where we are joined by the cornhole legend, Damon Dennis. Damon, thanks for joining us, man.
Yes, I'm glad to be here with you fellas tonight.
Awesome, awesome. On Cinco de Mayo, it's pretty special. We figured we had to bring on the most American dude that we could think of on Cinco de Mayo.
That makes no sense.
So let's start with, can you just take us through kind of your beginning in cornhole, like how you got started, how long you've been playing, that kind of stuff?
Yes, I've been playing for about 10, 11 years, and the way I got started, I worked at a place called Bell Kakana Cheese Plant, and there was a fellow there that had leukemia, and I had never played the game before, but they was having a benefit for him. So one of the guys asked me if I'd be interested, and since it was a benefit, I said, yeah. Had never played the game, but my older brother had, Ricky. He had played the game, and he was there at that tournament. And he showed me a few things to do, and I wound it up with a partner, and we still got second place in the lower division. It wasn't the higher division. But still, first time.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I'll take it, right? right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
There's a common theme amongst the great pros out there that the first tournament they ever go into, they seem to just kind of always do pretty damn well, so I'm not surprised.
I was pleased with that. Surprised, pleased, whatever you want to say.
So was it from, like, that moment on that you're like, hey, I'm hooked, I love this, like, this is something I want to get into?
Well, I just figured it was a fluke. So me and my older brother Ricky kind of hooked up after I gave it about 6 months, and we decided to take a trip to Louisville where they was playing. A lot of teams was playing up there, you know, and we took a trip up there, and after about 6 months in kind of, I guess you would call it the social part of it, I come out there and won a singles tournament. And I thought, what's going on here? This can't be, you know, but I guess it was.
So what was it about the game that you enjoyed so much? Was it, you know, the community, like the people around it? Was the competition? Like, what was it?
I enjoy both of them. Okay. The people, to me, I haven't ran into anybody that plays cornhole that has ever caused any trouble. As far as me, everybody's been great. So I love the people. And I also like the competition. I like to try to beat people.
You're pretty good at it, though. I mean, so all right. So you've been playing for a while. When was it that you decided, like, hey, I'm good enough to go pro? When was that turning point?
Well, you know, there's always these levels you got to reach to, and so they started. I branched out from that social division, and at that time they working their way up, and I thought, well, they had a thing called a SCAR score, that you had to score so much. You pitched it three times, and they averaged it out, and you had to average a certain amount. So that's what took place, and I really didn't have no problem getting to that score, so I went from there.
Okay, and then, so I'm assuming, just because it's been around for longer, you started off as a pro in the ACO, correct? And obviously then you transitioned to the ACL?
Yes, that's very true.
Okay.
I started out playing ACO. I had me and my partner both. We had pretty good success. We kind of tossed around the idea that to each other, why don't we give this ACL a shot as far as turning pro, but we actually won the World Doubles Championship in ACL before we turned pro in 2016.
Okay.
Nice. All right, so you and your doubles partner, Philip Hayden, you guys have been you've been very successful, not only in the seniors division, but also in the advanced and pro doubles. How'd you guys start playing together?
Well, of course, we both live in Kentucky. That has something to do with it right there. And, you know, we both seem to have the same interest to try to compete at the highest level and to see how far we could go with this thing. And we kind of hooked up and took it from there.
So you guys have, like, the same temperament on the boards and everything?
We work good together, but we're probably a little different.
Yeah.
he don't give back no rest, no time at all. It's low. It's low. We'll still be sliding when he turns the loose.
We're gonna touch on that later.
They're waiting for me to throw, you know. When's this guy gonna throw that bag?
So what do you think makes you guys great partners? Because Dane touched on it before. You guys kind of ran the senior division, right? I mean, you guys went on a big consecutive streak. You guys did well in advanced doubles and pro doubles now. What's that key it factor? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think the chemistry is? Like, why do you think it's worked so well?
Well, we pretty much made a pact from the start and understanding. Listen, he plays his game. I have no problem with the choices he makes. If he needs any of my advice, he will ask me. And the same goes me. I've lost a game or two by being a little bit too aggressive in our doubles play. if you watch Florida game a year from this one, a year ago from this last one, I blow the game by being just a little bit too aggressive, in my opinion. But, hey, he was good with that. I didn't have to worry about no back feed or any of that.
Yeah.
He was good with it, and I tried to treat him the same way. Hey, it's not – we don't blame each other. We just play, and if we win, we win. It's great. If not, we both take the loss.
See, Sean, I told you, stop blaming me for losing.
This
all right?
Just
come on, man.
So watching you guys play just through the years, again, like just being a fan of cornhole itself, right, I've noticed that you guys have thrown kind of a variety of bags through the years. I know when I first saw you throw, you were throwing, I think, a Reynolds Pro Advantage, correct?
Yes, yes.
And then what have you guys transitioned to now?
Well, we have kind of took to all cornhole game changers and trying to work them in to our game, because let's face it, if you get one of them bags around that hole, if there's any bags left, they're going to go in. Now, I realize Reynolds come out with similar bags also at this time, but we stay with the all cornhole.
Who had the harder time adjusting? Was it you or Phillip to these bags?
I don't want to comment on it.
Okay.
I'll let the viewers come up with their own conclusions to that. We both struggle at times, and we both pitch good at times.
Yeah.
And he's ever been as good or better. He beats the crap out of me all the time in practice, and he can put a lot of bags in the hole. And I try to beat him too, but sometimes it's hard.
So let me ask you, when you're playing singles, do you tend to prefer a faster or slower bag yourself?
Oh, I like to say it don't get too fast for me.
Okay. Because you do. You have a higher arc to your bag, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
A lot of touch.
Yeah, and Trey Ryder said on a broadcast at Florida this time in the singles, he said Damon Dennis is the only guy, one of the few guys that can actually throw a block on the slick side with them game changers. So, you know, my old arch, it goes to the moon and back.
I gotcha.
So low ceilings are not your friend.
What'd you say? I'm
sorry. Low ceilings are not your friend.
Oh, no. I've been beat several times. They get me in a 9 or 10 foot ceiling, I'm in trouble.
All right, so you've become, obviously in the cornhole community, you've been famous, right? I mean, you've had a lot of success. But there was one, we'll call it the shot, all right, that you hit, right, on ESPN. And I think it became so famous not just because that you hit it, but because you called it beforehand. So can you just take us through that a little bit? I mean, I think as listeners and as viewers, like, what was your mentality going into that shot? Is that something that you regularly practice? Like, what were your thoughts about it?
Actually, I would say that Phillip Payton's better at that shot than I am. And, okay. You know, he kind of stuck it on me a few times, so I thought, well, I'll have to learn that too. And I've been around several people. Matt Guy done it on me. Easy's done it on me. James Baldwin done it on me one time. And you know, so I thought, well, if they can do it, surely I can do it. But anyways, we was taking a pretty good beating by them California boys, and desperate times call for desperate measures, and that's why what I thought, I need to just shoot it, and it worked out.
Now, are you a fan of those 12 round games?
No.
Okay. I mean, it's a completely different strategy, right? I mean,
oh,
yeah.
I'm a fan. I understand they gotta play them.
Correct. Oh, yeah, I get it too.
But
yeah, Sean and I were actually just talking about how much of a different game it is, limiting the rounds. It completely changes the game.
I mean, because you're one bad around in a 12-round game from, you know, putting yourself out of it.
Yeah.
One bad round, and you are sucking wind from there on out. And you almost have to, you can't just keep up, or you can't just put as many bags in as they do. You're going to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually the rounds is going to get you. And that's just the way it is. No, I'm not a fan at all.
I mean, especially when you get to the pro level and you guys are all just so consistent. I mean, that one bad round in a limited capacity like that, I mean, really, it does. It kind of puts you behind the eight ball.
It sure does. I agree with you 100%. And I'm not criticizing.
No, no.
Once again, I know why they do it, yep. And I know they have to do it. So I'm good with it,
yeah.
Even though I don't.
I think you're in the majority opinion on that, to be honest with you. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, the shot. Did you actually ever practice that shot before you hit it?
Yeah, I practiced it some. You know, it takes a little luck involved in it. It ain't like I can do it, you know, two out of three times or anything like that. I think, you know, the same situation and things going, I might hit it. 4 out of 10 times, but I'm not going to hit it.
I was going to say, you said that with a little bit of a smirk on your face, so I know that you hit that thing probably about 50% of the time. Let's be honest. But, you know, continuing on with practice, like, do you practice, and, like, how often? What's your kind of routine that you do?
Mostly I practice with myself. When the bigger tournaments is coming, I try to practice at least 3 times the week before. And kind of just waiting around, I'll practice maybe a couple times a week.
What are you doing when you practice? Are you just throwing 4 bags, coming back? You know, are you putting yourself in scenarios? You know, what are you trying to do?
I put myself in scenarios, and I try to watch, realize what my body language is doing when I'm, because you watch my videos, sometimes I'm stumbling, sometimes I'm almost falling. But I try to keep the arm going toward that hole, regardless what my body's doing. Sometimes it works out, and sometimes I look like maybe I'm not altogether there, you know what I mean?
None of us are all there.
Yeah. So you had touched on it before, all right, you and Philip play a different style of game, okay? He is rapid fire, whereas you tend to, we'll say, analyze your shots a little bit more. So when you're taking this time in between each shot, what's running through your head?
Well, I used to play a little golf years ago, and I was listening to one of the golf pros one time, and he said to always visualize that shot before you took it. And that's what I do. I try to visualize the shot. And then once I got it, you just got to trust your arm and your body to turn it loose at the right time.
Okay.
See, when I take a long time, it's because I forget I have a bag in my hand because I'm too drunk. But hey, maybe I should just try to visualize the shot from now on.
So, all right, let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, so I love asking this question. It's my favorite question to ask all cornhole pros. What are your hobbies outside of cornhole?
I love to spend time with my wife, and I got two daughters, and they got husbands, and they got 4 grandkids now.
Woo.
And that's a pretty good hobby right there.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, it is.
And I really don't do anything other than cornhole and family and stuff like that. That's about it for me. And work, of course.
Any of your grandkids future ACL pros?
Can't get them talked into it. the oldest one is 11 now, and they throw a little bit, but nah, they ain't interested yet.
Do they think it's cool when they see Grandpa on like ESPN and stuff on the big screen?
They think it's pretty funny sometimes when they go to school. You know, some of the teachers might mention it to the class,
okay.
And the bus driver that brings them home, when they rode the bus for the first time, switch buses, he said, I want to introduce everybody to these kids. Their papa's the one that made that shot. So, you know, that was pretty neat.
That's cool, man. That's awesome. So, yeah. All right, one of the questions we always ask everyone, okay, when you're playing cornhole, what are you typically drinking?
can get it.
All right, there we go.
No sugar, no cream, just
good old coffee. Just straight up coffee. All right, there we go.
You should just start popping coffee grounds, just start chewing on them. Much more efficient.
Yeah, a little extra.
So if you had to put together, this is another question we've asked pretty much all of our most recent guests. If you had to put together a dream team, all right, for a Crew Cup cornhole team, who are going to be your four guys on that team?
The four guys, I could replace them with probably five or six more. But, I'm kind of I'm Kentucky here again, and I feel like that Kentucky has got the best player in the country.
I mean, next to Ohio. I mean, you guys are pretty good.
Matt Guy would be on there, of course, and I would put Jamie Graham. I have to put him up there. And probably someone like Baldwin deserves to be there, And I'm leaving myself out of this and go ahead and go with Ryan Windsor,
Okay.
I know I kind of mixed it up, but there's 10 more people I could put in there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And still leave myself out.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a decent crew. All right.
They do pretty good. Yeah, they do pretty well.
All right, so another great question. What would the Damon Dennis walk-up song be? Now, I have a hunch.
Okay, take a guess.
So, for me, I know you're from Kentucky, but...
And he's very proud of this, by the way.
I am proud of this, and I think this is exactly what I want to hear when the legend as yourself is walking up to the board, and it's Tush by ZZ Top. I don't know if you can hear it, but... I'm thinking that's Damon Dennis right there.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds good, but I probably never heard of
it. That's perfect. Lay it on us. Who's your walk-up song?
Do you remember a guy named John Denver?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. My mom is a huge John Denver fan.
All right. Me and your mom, we kind of kindred spirits. Yeah. Thank God I'm a country boy.
All right.
That's the name. Thank God I'm a country boy.
There we go. All right.
I remember the song. I guess I was just a little off. I mean, ZZ Top, John Denver, they're real close, right?
That's my second.
Yes.
There's no charity here. Right? You can call him out. Right? It was terrible. Hey, so before we wrap this up, do you have any shout outs you want to do?
Yes, I do. I'd like to thank, first of all, Johnsonville Sausage, the people that worked there. They've worked through this. Pandemic deal going on. We our hearts go out to them, and we really appreciate Johnsonville for all they do, and all cornhole. Chad Littlewood, and then my sponsors, Hayden Bridge Company, Asphalt Company, Eaton Asphalt Company, and just like to say that I'm glad to be a part of all this, and just appreciate all the sponsors that have come forth and helped me out during all this. And I want to give a shout out to Stacy Moore and Trey Ryder and that whole group for what they've been through and what they do for us all. And I know it's not been easy. So, and I give a shout out to you guys too. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, man.
Oh, hey, first shout out ever.
You're the first guy ever to shout us out on our own show. So you get bonus points there.
Yep.
You can come back anytime. Seriously. Well, hey, really, thank you for reaching out to us. Sorry. And joining us tonight, taking time out of your day away from your family. We greatly appreciate it. We know people don't have to do that. So we really take it to heart when you guys take your time out and, join us on the show.
Well, I appreciate, you all reaching out to me and asking me, hey, let's just keep pitching them bags, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always crazy because I'm a fan, first. So when I reach out to people to ask if they want to be interviewed, and you respond, and you're such a normal guy, and that's what I love about cornhole is, and you touched on it before, everyone in the cornhole community is just so down to earth. So really, thank you very much. We really appreciate you being on. It was awesome. We had a lot of fun. Even if you killed your song, like, I'm sorry. Like, John Denver, may rest in peace. Like,
you mean
sorry.
Killed it in a good way. All right? I got his number two pick.
Yeah, that's correct.
Even though
correct.
He doesn't know it.
Just have him sing Thank God on Country Boy.
There we go. All right, Damon, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank y'all. Have a good night.
You too.
You too.